Interview with Anthony Johnson. Anthony, third pre-season workout for you. How do you think it went for you today?
Oh, the same as others, I suppose. Positives and negatives. I'll be honest, if I'm going to be critical, which is my job to be, there was more negatives than positives. We said at half-time that potentially that's your back five going into the season. All senior players, none of the scholars or first-year pros. Considered, obviously, one in the first half, awful, and so many chances. And obviously conceded two poor goals in the second half as well. So a lot of work to do in certain areas. However, I think this is important that we've not done any work in terms of technical or tactical stuff whatsoever in the 3 weeks. So actually we're halfway into our pre-season now. It's all been physical work. The first three friendlies we said to the lads, go and enjoy it, go and play, get your minutes. We've not given any identity of how we're going to play. Whether it be with a ball or out, without it, apart from the session before the Liverpool game. So now's the time we start to nail things down. Now's the time against Llandudno, Norbury, Outmore, whatever team, we'll start to identify what we look like with the ball. Look, we've won, what score are it? 5-3? We've won 5-3, a couple of decent goals, a couple of well-worked goals, some good stuff early on. Once we settle in the second half, you know, we look what we were, and that was a couple of levels above. However, some of the sloppiness that led to chances for the opposition needs to be ironed out. As I say, you know, we talk about what we want to look like with the ball, and some of that stuff isn't what we're going to look like with the ball. So it's almost a free hit for them, but I said at half time, you know, sorry, but I've got to judge you a little bit earlier here because of that first half. One or two are under no illusions as where they stand and what they need to do to be in the team in 3 weeks. There will be players coming in. The players that will be padding the squad out, there'll be players that come into the starting 11. So a few players need to sort of book up their ideas. We know that. You know, we spoke to them individually and as a group. But again, you know, I stood here a week ago with you and said I can't be overcritical with things, and I've just absolutely told you off a few of them there. So a few positives, a lot more negatives, but it is what it is. Now's the time to nail them down.
Is one of today's positives what you've seen from the trialist striker?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, again, we've had this conversation, God knows how many times now, saying for him it's all about his fitness. We're not judging his performances because we know what he's capable of once we get him into a certain build, I suppose. Now, he is what he is. He's a target man. You know, he doesn't come into holes. He's not a number 10. He doesn't get on the half turn. He's a big, strapping target man that understands the game. He's a very intelligent football player that's been at a good level, and we're seeing the graft that he's been putting in sort of coming to fruition a little bit. He was really unlucky with his header, his general hold up play, very strong, decent performance from him, to be fair. You know, if we're asking him to earn a deal, and he's doing that, you know, he's doing it the right way, so he's doing okay. Yeah,
he told us obviously a week ago that Scott Burton would be your captain. Is John Pritchard going to be your penalty taker?
You'd think so. So far, we've taken three of them. I think it was more a case of take one because he missed his last one today. I like to do that. If a lad misses a penalty, if he scored the one previous, then you get another opportunity. He just rolled it in the bottom corner. His second one the other night was bizarre. Set piece wise, he's been really good. Happy with that. So at this moment in time, yeah.
In terms of, and you mentioned new bodies coming into the squad, is there any time frame on that? Because I know you were close to something on Friday.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, a lot of the time me and Bern are talking during games. We've seen enough over three games to know that by the time we get to next Saturday, or maybe even Friday night, probably Saturday, we'll be wanting three, four, maybe five done. You know, we'll be working hard now to get them in, because although I've said be patient all the way through, and it might take a little bit of time, you know, if them targets are now available, we've got to go and get them. Because what we don't want is lads, because they think that we've only got 11 senior players to start coasting. Because every time we put the young lads on in the second half of games, you know, there's no difference. So, you know, we don't want lads coasting, so we need to get that done as soon as we can. And hopefully they start to, you know, come available after today's friendlies as well.
And no Gary Roberts, there's nothing untoward in terms of his injury wise?
No, he picked up a strain at Ramy on Tuesday, and that look, it's not for me to be overcritical for the opposition's grounds, because it is what it is. You know, can't get any irrigation, can't get any water on it. You know, there's nothing they can do, but we are picking up niggles due to the fact that the pitches that we train on, the grounds that we're playing on, aren't really conducive to what we want to be doing. So lads are having to work that little bit harder, even with the passes. So he's just got a bit of a strain in his groin. what he picked up against Rami. Missed Thursday's session. Worked him before the game today. Didn't want to put him in after that work, and probably get him 90 minutes against Blaken if we can on Tuesday night.
I was going to say, are you approaching that game as a first team fixture?
No, we won't be. It'll be very much a mix. We're in quite a good position this week that we've got a full week to do some training. You very rarely get that piece in because you have a Saturday Tuesday game. So we'll be in Tuesday, Thursday training as normal, then obviously playing Friday, Saturday. So we'll be in each of us pockets this week. But there's things we want to start, as I said to you before, we want to start identifying what we're going to do, what we're going to look like, how we're going to play with and without the ball. So there'll be lads who will be training, working on various things on Tuesday, but there will be probably lads, depending on what minutes everyone's had so far, that will go and take part in that game. But if anyone goes, they'll be using it as a proper game, but we won't be used as a first team game per se. It'll be more of an 11, a mix, I would imagine.
Okay. Cheers.
Thank you very much.